KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 35 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny, a high of 58 with winds northwest at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall reminds residents that the treasurer's office will be closed today for driver's license training, but all other courthouse offices in Atlantic will be open during the regular business hours. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office reports that Stewart Road between 130th and 160th will be closed temporarily tonight from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. Thursday, as a large crane will be traversing the road and crews have to haul in dirt to cover the road so it does not sustain any damage. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports that this morning, 33-year-old Tashina Martwick of Creston turned herself into the Sheriff's Office Tuesday. Martwick was wanted on an outstanding warrant for controlled substance violation, possession of a controlled substance, and for carrying weapons. She was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $10,000 bond. The charges against her stem from a high-speed pursuit that took place near Lenox late last month. Police in Harlan have arrested two people on drug charges, 45-year-old Michael Dean Bierman and 48-year-old Terry Lynn McCord, both of Harlan, were arrested Tuesday following a search warrant executed in the 900 block of Farnham Street. McCord was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with prohibited acts, penalties, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia, while Bierman was charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, prohibited acts, penalties, and possession of a drug paraphernalia. And on Monday, Harlan police cited 18-year-old Kyle David Confier of Harlan for theft in the fifth degree following a call for service in the 1000 block of Chatburn Avenue. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a man on multiple charges after a search warrant was executed Tuesday. The warrant was executed at 103 East Valley Street in Red Oak at around 11:45 a.m. Officers were there to locate phones and or computers used in violation of a no-contact order. They found several phones and computers along with suspected methamphetamine, paraphernalia, ammunition, and a small homemade explosive. Officers then arrested 59-year-old Thomas Oscar Anderson of Red Oak for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of ammunition as a felon, possession of an explosive device, and 65 counts of violation of a protective order. Anderson was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. The investigation is ongoing and additional charges are possible. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office late last night reported the arrest of a Farragut man on drug charges following a traffic stop of the Fremont County K-9 unit. 37-year-old Alfred Mutchler was charged with felony, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third offense or greater, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Mutchler was being held at the Fremont County Jail on $5,300 cash bond with additional charges pending. During the traffic stop, the Fremont County K-9 Roby was deployed, and he alerted to the presence of controlled substances in the vehicle. Mutchler was found to have a baggie containing methamphetamine as well as drug paraphernalia concealed on his person as well. And the Atlantic Police Department yesterday released a report containing numerous arrests. On Sunday, 39-year-old Bridget Barnholt of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and on a Cass County warrant for OWI's second offense. Also arrested Sunday was 18-year-old Robert Mawalia of Atlantic for public intoxication. This past Saturday, 26-year-old Carly Seddon of Atlantic was arrested for disorderly conduct, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, and trespass first offense. Last Friday, 23-year-old Sean Jensen of Atlantic was arrested for public intox and disorderly conduct. On October 11th, 18-year-old Renee Cole of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for burglary in the third degree, theft in the third, and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. On October 10th, 25-year-olds Curtis McCoy and Jacob Sweeney, both of Atlantic, were also arrested for burglary in the third, theft in the third, and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. And 56-year-old Paul Hansen of Atlantic was arrested that same day for assault causing injury, along with criminal mischief in the fifth degree. On October 7th, 24-year-old Nicholas Renner of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. The previous day, 19-year-old Parrish Wright of Atlantic was arrested for attempted burglary in a third-degree, vehicle-related. Wright was cited into court and released. On October 2nd, 28-year-old Justine Jacobs of Atlantic was arrested for disorderly conduct. And on October 1st, 27-year-old Koichi Alafin of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. In our funeral announcements, Dale Stetzel, age 91, of Casey, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dale Stetzel will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey, with the Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Irma Cleveland, age 100, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Cleveland will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Virgil Boos, age 93, of Cumberland, died Saturday in Greenfield. Graveside services for Virgil Boos will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Robert Black, age 59, of Omaha, died Saturday. A memorial service for Robert Black will be held this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Reconvene Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dale Walter Doc Clausen, age 96, of Stewart, died last Thursday. Memorial services for Doc Clausen will be held this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Joanne Whetstone Reed, age 85, of Atlantic, died October 9th. Graveside services for Joanne Whetstone Reed will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangement. Kent Art Archibald, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life service for Arch Archibald will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Henry Kay, age 102, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Henry Kay will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic having the arrangements. And Shirley Claggett, age 86, who's formerly of Atlantic, died September 30th in Texas. A funeral mass for Shirley Claggett will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.